Mars Incorporated, makers of Milky Way candy bars, invite you to visit the Fountain of Fun with Frazier Thomas, Old Doc Fiddle Faddle, and Toby Tuttle.
Say, Toby, are you going to have a Christmas tree this year?
Oh, sure, Tommy. I bought one yesterday.
Are the Christmas trees very high this year, Bucky?
No, Doc, the trees aren't high, but the prices are terrific.
Oh!
With a song by Norman Revell.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
A song by Mary Jean and Betty.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
And music by Phil Davis and the orchestra, who opened the program with March of the Toys. Want to get more fun out of life? Remember the little treats that can make such a difference in your day. A Milky Way candy bar, for example, is 100% pleasure all the way through. Every bite through that pure milk chocolate coating, that layer of smooth, creamy caramel, right through to the luscious center of chocolate nougat flavored with real malted milk. Every bite is a thrill to your taste. And here's the grand part about treating yourself to a Milky Way. It's made of such pure ingredients. It's so full of wholesome nourishment that it's actually good for you. You can tell it's good for you by the way it makes you feel. When you're tired and worn out in the afternoon, eat a Milky Way and see what quick energy it gives you. What a refreshing pickup it is. And if you can't find a Milky Way every time you ask for it, remember some man in the service overseas may be enjoying the Milky Way you didn't get. Milky Ways are being made for home folks, too, but they disappear fast because so many people love that special, delicious taste you get only in a Milky Way. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
December 19th already. Only 5 more shopping days till Christmas.
Yeah, Tommy. And I still haven't figured out what to get for my uncle's Muggles Tuttle. I wish I could think of something useful. Last year I sent him a tool chest, but he never used it.
Why not? Because your aunt doesn't think he's handy with tools?
No, because the warden does.
Warden?
Yeah.
You mean your Uncle Muggles is in jail?
Yeah. He got 3 years for dressing up as Santa Claus and sliding down a chimney.
Why, they can't arrest him for that?
This happened to be the chimney of the First National Bank.
Oh, oh yeah. That's different.
I guess you really can't blame the warden for not letting Uncle Muggles use those tools. Those cells look a mess with steel shavings all over the floor.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Hi, fellas. Hello, Tommy. Hi, Toby.
Hello, boss.
How are you today, Doc?
Oh, tickety-boo, Bucky, tickety-boo. Mighty busy, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, got to go over and help Cy Honeygizzard untie the knots in his yo-yo string. Then I got to go see Widow Blake and watch her do washing. You know, she can't whistle, so I got to go. And, oh, yeah, I got to go over and see how a French-shot timber pewter feels today. Oh, my, whoever gave him that name. You know, him and me was over to Charlie Dimplewink's birthday party last night.
Well, you certainly look like you were out last night, Doc.
I do?
Yeah. I suppose you stayed up till all hours.
Oh, yes. We stayed up till all hours was gone, and we opened Charlie's.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You certainly get around, don't you, Doc? A regular suburban Eleanor.
Oh, you ain't just pounding your plates, pal. You know, I got a heavy date tonight.
Really?
I'm going to take that pretty Miss Muffet out to the Penny Arcade.
Doc, that's no place to take a girl on a date. She'll think you're a cheapskate.
Cheapskate? What are you talking about? Why, when I take Miss Muffet to the Penny Arcade, I give her a whole bag full of slugs.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And Doc doesn't make Miss Muffet walk to the Penny Arcade either.
He doesn't?
No, he lends her a pair of his roller skates.
I should say so. Say, you know, over to the Penny Arcade just last night, I seen the Dempsey-Firpo fight 14 times.
14 times? Well, didn't you get tired of watching them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got sick of seeing Dempsey and Firpo after the second time. It was a blonde in the ringside seat that held my attention for the last 12 cents. You know what I done then?
What'd you do?
I snuck away from Miss Muffet and went over to see the movie they got at the Penny Arcade called The Dance of the Seven Veils.
Uh-oh. If you spent 14 cents on Dempsey and Firpo, you probably went broke on The Dance of the Seven Veils.
Man and boy, that sure was exciting, getting to see The Dance of the Seven Veils.
Yeah.
You know, I dropped my penny in the slot, I turned the crank, the lights inside the machine went on, and all of a sudden, what do you think I seen?
What?
Seven veils. Yes, sir. A dancing, too. Oh, most disappointing, I can tell you, most disappointing.
Yeah. Say, Doc, are you getting Miss Muffet a Christmas present?
Oh, yeah, I got her one yesterday.
No kid.
Mm-hmm. No, I seen something in a lady shop downtown, fellas. Listen,
yeah?
I'll tell you what it was.
What was it?
It was a little pink thingamajig with fancy white lace.
Oh. Doc! You shouldn't have bought her anything like that.
Why, what's the matter with a handkerchief?
Oh. My mistake, I thought you were talking about a fascinator.
A fascinator?
Yeah.
What in the world is a fascinator?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think it's one of those things the ladies wear to keep up something that keeps falling down.
Oh.
Say, what are you going to get for that brat of a nephew's of yours, Doc?
Oh, you mean Foo-Foo Fiddle-Faddle?
Yeah, that's who I meant. I'm glad
you
found out.
I don't know what to get for that kid, Bucky. Say, do you think that he might hurt himself if I went and bought himself a sure enough machine gun?
A sure enough machine gun? Why, certainly he'd hurt himself.
He would?
Certainly.
Where can I get one?
Say, listen, I heard that Foo-Foo's been working after school at the department store, Doc.
Well, you know, he wasn't working there, but he went and got himself fired.
Fired?
Yes, sir.
What for?
Well, he moved a sign from the counter where they sell ladies' robes and put it with the bathtub display.
He got fired for moving a sign from the ladies' robe counter to the bathtub display?
Yeah.
Well, what'd the sign say?
It said, on Christmas morning, won't she look wonderful in one of these?
And here are Mary Jean and Betty with an old winter season favorite.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
I still haven't been able to think of what to get Uncle's Muggles Tuttle for Christmas.
I guess it is pretty tough trying to figure out what to get a convict.
Yeah, maybe I should get him some oil so the chain on that ball he drags around won't squeak.
Say, that might not... Well, looks like we have a customer, Toby.
Well, hello, mister.
How do you do, I'm sure. If I might be so bold, you know I represent the McLevish Kiowich, and McLevish Kiowich Gadget Company.
What's your name?
McLevish Kiowich. I'm the third one from the left on the picture there.
Well, look, is your company a very good one?
Oh, mister. Of all the gadget corporations, what cremates knickknacks? Ours is not only the nickiest, but we're also the knackiest.
Well, now, what's in that big box you're carrying there?
In this box, me dear, is stuff that's been selling like hotcakes.
What is it?
Hotcakes.
Remarkable.
Among the other products we make, of which to quote from the quotations, they is too numerous not to mention, ex-quote, is the handy little gadget I has with me right here. It's the teeny-weeny model McLevish Kiowich Jr. shortwave receiver. Small size.
A shortwave receiver? Well, what's it for?
Receiving short waves.
Well, if I can pick up a tall whack and a medium-sized spar, I'll take it.
With each and every one of these shortwave receivers you buy, we gives absolutely free, without charge and for nothing, a genuine Major League Baseball.
Baseball?
Yeah. That's so if you get disgusted with the poor reception, then you got something to throw. Now, this ain't no ordinary shortwave receiver, mister. With this handy little gadget, you can tune in anybody anywheres. Here's just what they've been saying at the time it just tune in, too.
What?
Yeah.
Why, that's wonderful. Something like that is reportable. It's remarkable. It's revealing. It's revisionary. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'll give you a demonstrate. Somebody mentioned somebody somewheres and we'll tune in.
Doc, Toby. He went for a walk in the park with Miss Muffet. Go on, tune in.
Yeah, now let's see if we can tune in Doc and his girlfriend.
Okay, I'll tune in on the receiver. Now, as soon as that noise clears away, we'll hear him. Listen.
No. No!
That's some all right. That girl certainly is stingy with her chewing gum, isn't she?
Yeah. Now, somebody mentioned somebody else somewheres.
Well, let's see. I know. Adolf Hitler.
Oh, okay.
Achtung! Die Haifossen und Biergarten, mein Himmelsgang. Von Ipsnitz, Ipsnitz, Weifang. Be right stop unter der Linden, die Wilhelmstrasse. Und sitz du, Stank. The German Superman Göring is that Tudy. Und Scharnhorst mit Gleisenauer, wie wir alles geben. Jawohl, wie wir alles denken.
Oh, danke. Das ist alles.
Hey, that's quite a gadget you have there, mister.
Yeah. Ain't it the nuts, though? It'll even tune in somebody somewhere if we just think about him. Watch now. Now listen.
All right.
I'll think of somebody.
Well, I can't very well listen to you think of somebody without...
Listen now. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, for goodness sake.
Hey, who were you thinking of?
Sally Rand.
Norman Revell sings for us, serving Berlin's beautiful holiday favorite, White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be.
Tommy, what do you think we ought to get Doc for Christmas?
Oh, I don't think we need to get Doc a present, Toby. In fact, he told me that he didn't want us to spend any money on him.
Yeah, that's what he told me last year when he twisted my arm. But I know what we ought to get him, some new glasses.
Well, what makes you think that?
Well, he's so nearsighted. The other day he went into what he thought was a lunch wagon and was in the middle of Indiana before he found out he was on the Fort Wayne Flyer.
Gee whiz, something like that really gives you an awful fright.
Did somebody call me?
Oh,
hi.
Right.
Hello, Penelope. Gosh, you look sort of tired.
Well, no wonder. Boy, were we busy yesterday.
I'll say. Last night I got so used to wrapping packages that when I got home, I gift-wrapped myself in the blanket and tied myself up with an extension cord.
No kidding. Say, are you all ready for Christmas over at your house, Penelope?
Yeah. We decorated the house last night.
Oh, that's swell.
Papa, Uncle Dockery, and the tree all got lit up. While trimming the tree, Papa fell off the ladder and hung a star on Mama's ear.
He did? Then what happened?
Mama hung one on him.
Say, do you have all your Christmas shopping done, Penelope?
Well, I have something for everybody except Uncle Dockery.
Don't you know what he wants for Christmas?
Yeah, I know what he wants. But how can you wrap up a saloon?
Well, there's a problem, yeah.
Say, what are you getting your boyfriend, Duty Friend Frock, for Christmas?
Well, Duty is such a snappy dresser. Naturally, I'm getting him something to wear.
Naturally.
I wanted to get him a pair of shoes, but I didn't have no ration coupon.
So what did you decide?
I'm having his Spats half sold.
Well, that's very nice.
Yeah, yeah. Say, if I'm not mistaken, here comes Duty now.
Well, hello, Duty.
Hi, fellas. Hello, Penelope.
Hi. It's about time you were seeing me. Where have you been the last couple of days?
Well, I went down to the post office to mail a package, and boy, was it crowded. I got in the line at the parcel post window. Somebody shoved me, and it cost me $2.14 to get back to town.
Oh, the same old Duty. Say, I see you're all dressed up, sharp as ever.
Oh, yeah. But there's something I wanted to ask you fellas about color combinations.
Well, what is it, Duty?
Well, if I wear a blue suit and a tan shirt and a red tie and a gray hat and black shoes, what should I do about socks?
Put on a pair. It's considered very smart this season.
Say, you sure got the store fixed up real nice for Christmas. What's wrong with that string of lights over there?
Oh, I don't know. We couldn't get that to work, Duty. There's something wrong with it.
Oh, shucks a bit, I can fix it.
Well, I'd be careful, Duty.
Oh, first I'll just put this here plug in here.
Now watch out, Duty.
Oh, looky here. Here's the trouble. This loose wire here.
You better be careful. You're liable to get a shock.
Oh, little electric hurt never hurt nobody. I'll just take this wire here and just... Oh, help!
Guys! Look at Duty!
Help!
He's all lighted up!
Hold him there, Tommy! Hold him there!
Are you going to get a doctor?
No, I'm going to get a Christmas tree blinker and see if he'll go off and on.
Oh!
Norman Revell, Mary Jean, and Betty join to bring us the old favorite, What Can I Say, Dear, After I Say I'm Sorry?
What can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry? What can I do to prove it to you I'm sorry?
I didn't mean to ever be mean to you. If I didn't care, I wouldn't feel like I do.
I was all wrong, but right or wrong, I don't blame you. Why should I take somebody like you and shame you?
I know that I made you cry, and I'm so sorry, dear.
So what can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry?
What can I say after I say I'm sorry? What can I say, dear? What can I do to prove it to you that I'm sorry? Darling, I didn't mean to ever be mean to you and make you feel blue. If I didn't care, I wouldn't feel like I do.
I was all wrong, but right or wrong, I don't blame you.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Why should I take somebody like you and shame you?
I know that I made you cry, and I'm so sorry, dear.
So what can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry?
Sorry for you. What can I say? After I say I'm sorry.
Gosh, Tommy, your Christmas is a lot of trouble, but it's fun all the same.
Yes, it certainly is. It's a lot of fuss and bother, but
I... to a definite decision. Now, what is it?
But I sure like to give Christmas
presents. I still want to know what it is.
It's fuss and bother.
Much obliged.
Yes.
Don't leave me wondering.
I won't, no.
You know, I got like to give Christmas presents. Sometimes I envy Santa Claus. Gosh, I bet he's busy right now, working away as fast as he can up there at his headquarters at the North Pole. Just imagine if I were Santa Claus. There I'd be in my workshop, pouring through the thousands and thousands of letters from kids all over the world.
My.
Doesn't look as though I'll ever get to the bottom of all this mail. Around this time of year, Santa Claus is as popular as Betty Grable at a Marine base. Well, almost as popular. There's the first gag he did at Christmas flopping early. I'll laugh at it. I don't want it to get lonesome. Now, where's that first assistant of mine?
Here I am, Santa Claus.
Manpower shortage must be more serious than I thought. Would you look after things here for a minute while I go look at the reindeer?
Sure. You go right ahead and look at the rain, honey.
I've seen that woman someplace before. I've heard that gag before, too.
Hello, Santa Claus.
Well, it's one of my helpers, one of my brownies. Sit down and rest a minute, Thomas. You've been working pretty hard since most of the other brownies left to work in the fence plant.
I would be gone too, Santa, but I am a 2A brownie.
A 2A brownie.
Sure. Click, click.
A loaded brownie, too. And not with 116 film.
No, 100 proof.
Where did you get it? Oh, this year we have so many girls making toys. Are they doing good work, Thomas? Are the dolls cute?
Well, a couple of them ain't bad. Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean the toy doll. Well, we're very lucky this year, Santa. Material shortages aren't bothering us at all.
Well, that's fine. How come?
Everyone wants a paper doll.
Say, Thomas, it's time for another batch of mail to arrive. Look out the window there and see if there's a dog sled coming.
All right. I see the dog sled, Santa, but it's not moving.
Well, the dogs usually stop at the North Pole.
Say, I'm looking for a fella in a red suit and a long white beard.
You mean Santa Claus?
No, Grandpappy. He's walking around in his sleep wearing red flannels. Hey, what's your name, Bucky?
I'm Santa Claus.
Well, what do you know? Did you get my letter?
Let's see. What was it you wanted me to bring you for Christmas?
I thought maybe I'd like to have you bring me one of them there lanes.
One of them lanes? You mean bowling or traffic?
Oh, no. I mean Priscilla or Rosemary.
My, what a busy day this is. But it's worth it. Just look at that bag of toys over there. There's a sack filled with happiness.
Well, what do you know? A happy sack for a change.
Mm-hmm. I beg your pardon, Santa Claus. But here is some more mail for you.
Oh, that's fine, Mr. Postman.
Oh, hush your mouth, Geraldine.
Say, Postman, that bird that you have there, why do you always carry that stork around with you? Does he help you with the mail?
Oh, yes. He makes special deliveries.
Well, Thomas, I guess we'd better start the job of loading the sleigh. It's not a minute too soon. You go ahead and start packing while I have a word with my first assistant.
Okay, Clint, okay.
Ma'am?
Yes, Santa, dear?
You know, ever since I first set eyes on you, ever since I first saw you, there's been something I wanted to whisper in your ear.
Really, Santa?
Yeah. And now the time has come that I can speak.
Go on, Santa, dear, go on.
Yes, the time has come that I can tell you what is in my heart. Now I may utter the words that you should hear.
Yes, Santa, what are the words you wish to say?
Merry Christmas.
Have you asked for a Milky Way lately only to be told they were out of your favorite candy bar? Well, don't be discouraged. Milky Ways are being sent to our armed forces overseas, but they are still available here at home. Of course, because Milky Ways are so popular, they don't stay on counters long, but keep asking for them, because your dealer will have Milky Ways in stock now and then. You get your reward when you open the wrapper of a fresh Milky Way and bite into all that chocolatey goodness. First, there's a thick coating of pure milk chocolate, then a smooth layer of creamy caramel, and in the center, luscious chocolate nougat richly flavored with real malted milk. Nowhere in all the world can you find any other candy that gives you quite the taste treat of a Milky Way. And there's double pleasure in a Milky Way because it's a quick energy pickup, pure, wholesome, nourishing. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way. Mars Incorporated, makers of Milky Way candy bars, extend best wishes to you for a Merry Christmas and invite you to visit the Fountain of Fun again next Sunday at the same time, 5 o'clock Central Wartime. Next week, Norman Revell, Mary Jean and Betty, Phil Davis and the orchestra, Old Doc Fiddle Faddle, Frazier Thomas and Penelope Bugle Boxer will all be here, along with Toby Tuttle.
So you'll be here too, won't you, huh? Bye now. Merry Christmas, all. See you next Sunday.
Austin Williams speaking. This is the Nation Station.